wherever you're at, whatever journey you're going through, whatever pain you're going through, just always remember that there is a light at the end of the tunnel.
Be very honest with you guys. You gotta start from somewhere.
Yes, it was. And probably that silently made you be curious until you found your thing. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Dubai Diasteries. My name is Yvette Kikuyu, your self-proclaimed storyteller here in the UAE. On this platform, we aim to educate, empower, and entertain through amazing, inspiring stories of people who are movers and shakers across different industries, talents, and so much more. Today in studio, if you have eyes, you can see for yourself. Is this the regular Ameka you people are used to seeing? I don't think so. She's a lady who says she's shy. But one thing that I like about her shyness is that she does not need to explain. Because she get evidence. Omo, Maida's touch. Her hand is her artistry. She can transform you into a baddie. I mean, look at the face, honey. Face card is not declining today. In studio, I have the one, the only, their mother, the one who made it possible and paved the way. My favorite makeup artist, Flair by Winnie in the building. Whoop, whoop,
whoop. Thank you so much. This hype.
No, sis, receive your flowers.
Okay,
Receive your flowers. Okay. Receive them. Yeah, double toilet
you
for
so
your
much.
Head.
Thank you.
Honestly, like, I was looking at my face after you did it. I was like, so what do I do? What do I do when I say I'm doing makeup? I'm doing rubbish.
No, it's not that bad.
No. Your own. Anyways, everybody has their market, though, you know? So thank you so much for coming on my platform today. I have followed your journey for years. You know that I think since you moved here, you came on my discovery page and I just liked your work. And consistently, I've seen you grow, and I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Upwards, onwards.
Thank you so much.
How's your week been?
It's been great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, really good.
Nice, nice. So what are you up to? Any highlights?
Okay, so the highlight for this week is this show.
Oh.
Yes, for real, because I've just been going to work as usual, but... I've never done something like this. So this is really my highlight for the week.
Nice.
And probably the entire September. For real, yeah.
Oh, I like to hear that. I'm glad we've made it a September to remember. Yeah. And thank you, because now, after this, I have to go somewhere. This face cannot sleep like this.
As you definitely have to go.
We have to
show people this makeup.
I cannot sleep until people have seen me today. Excuse me. One time for the gram. Yes.
You know, one thing about my makeup is that after... every bit, people get an attitude. Yeah, they develop this attitude that...
Because you turn them into a baddie.
Exactly.
Yes. Nice. And you know one thing about your makeup as well? I know this is something that maybe you would not say for yourself, but every time when I read your testimonials, it's always like 7 hours later, 9 hours later, I've been dancing, I went to a wedding, my makeup is still intact. Wow. Wow, Winnie, that says a lot, because there's some makeup that I've been seeing in this heat of Dubai. you cannot. Let me not even just say it. I'm not trying to ruffle any feathers. But anyway, as usual on this platform, we aim to learn. I guess for you, I want to start from the biningi-ningi, from the fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-des.
You're always cracking me up.
When did you fall in love with makeup?
Ooh. Okay.
Let me see properly. This is just too sweet.
This just okay. I'll say as far back as when I was very young.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember one time I literally shaved off my eyebrows.
Yeah,
because I was so curious about makeup. I'll see my elder sister shave off her eyebrows and then use this burgundy or wine color pencil. After she has shaved off her eyebrows, then she'll draw the brows. I don't know if you guys can remember far back.
Yes.
The way
back then for billionaire, so, Omashikaji, spending your money, those one line
makeup. Exactly.
I remember that makeup
very
well.
That built curiosity. And I was like, okay, let me do the same thing. Maybe I could draw my eyebrows like that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so the funny story was I actually shaved off my eyebrows with shaving stick. And I had a shaving stick? Yes. And I had to go to school the next day. I looked like an alien.
Had you done all back, Shuku?
We're on locals. Because I actually attended a boarding school.
So no brows.
No brows, no hair. I look like an alien.
What happened when your sister actually saw you like that?
Of course, in every traditional African home, they would scold me. Yeah, I actually received the beating of my life, coupled with the fact that I have to deal with like a bad brow.
Imagine, and get the embarrassment in school, and then at home, they also give you their own. Ah, sis, they beat you into falling in love with makeup. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so after that, tell me more. So when did the passion grow? So is that the point now you started applying eyebrows? Because obviously you had to draw something, Abby. When did it happen? When did the magic happen?
Looking back, this is so funny because I had to wait. It's hair. It can't just grow overnight. I had to wait for it to grow.
Especially eyebrow.
Uh-huh.
Or more.
And then I'm going to school. I can't draw eyebrows to school. True. Yeah. And so makeup for me started really well in 2015.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I was doing my industrial training at a medical facility. I actually studied business administration and management.
Come on. Come on. Beauty and brains. Let's go. Okay. All right.
Okay. So I was doing my industrial training at a medical facility, and I was involved in about 60% of admin duties.
All right.
Yeah, so at some point, it got really stressful for me. Mm. And so to ease my stress, I'll go on YouTube.
Interesting.
Yeah, go on YouTube and watch makeup videos during my break period.
Okay.
And it really helped me a lot to, like, ease myself.
Okay.
Yeah, and then after watching videos at work, I'll go back home, practice at night. Yes.
So wait. I have to ask you this. First of all, who are you watching on YouTube around this time?
Okay. I watch the likes of Jackie Aina, Jenny Jenkins, Glamour Is Okay.
Come on.
A lot, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. So you would go home and you would do your makeup. So you do your makeup rabbit and then sleep, or me, I would sleep with the makeup like this. Woke up like this.
Oh my God. So, I'll do my makeup and then take pictures, post on Facebook, and then clean the makeup. Yes.
At least you captured the memory.
Yeah. Yeah. Smart. And it's also a way for me to practice.
Correct. And you can look, this is what I did yesterday. This is how I'm improving. Yeah. You can check your progress.
Exactly.
I like that.
Yeah. And then after I'm done with the shoot or whatever I need to do, sleep, wake up the next morning, wear makeup again to work the next day.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So I wonder how it must have been. Like, obviously you are doing admin, you said, at this particular point. So they see Winnie coming in one day, and then they slowly start to see a different Winnie showing up to work.
That was exactly how it went.
Mm-hmm.
So when they see my makeup, they'll be like, okay, this actually looks nice.
Mm-hmm.
They start complimenting me. Mm-hmm. And you know, one thing about complimenting someone, it boosts their morale.
Correct.
So it actually made me push myself to even practice more.
I love
and
that.
When they started complimenting me, I said, okay, this is something I could really do.
Mm.
Yeah, because at that point, while I was working, it was very stressful for me. It was very, so, and I really loved this secretarial thingy.
Okay.
Yeah, that was what I wanted to do.
Okay.
If you asked me when I was growing up, I was like, okay. I had so many professions that I wanted to go from being an hostess to being a newscaster. And then I found myself studying at business administration.
Okay.
So it was something I actually wanted to do. Yeah.
True.
But when I went for practicing or the training, I just told myself, no, I don't think I want to do a 9-to-5 anymore.
Immediately, no.
Yeah. And then thank God for this
makeup.
And technically,
it's not really 9-to-5 because what time are you waking up? to even get ready
okay.
to be in the
okay.
office.
Backstory.
Okay.
I wake up very early as 4 a.m. to be very honest, because I have to do my makeup. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just as a way of practicing again.
Correct.
And then after doing my makeup, maybe like for like 1 hour, mm-hmm. yeah. And then I have to now go meet someone that's going to pick and take me to work.
Okay.
And he's a doctor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he leaves very early. Mm-hmm. So by 6, we're already on our way to work, and then arrive work at 7.
Whoa.
Yeah, so that's the normal time day. Yeah, the normal time for us to resume work is 8, but I end up arriving early. 7 because of the doctor that has to pick me up.
Correct.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Oh my goodness, that's insane. So, but I like the fact that because you are passionate about makeup, it gave you a reason to want to wake up. Yeah. Right? Because me, morning, I don't like morning. So I don't even know I have survived in employment this long. Because I know, I feel, I don't know, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like us creative people, we're not really morning people.
No. Mm-mm. But the push, the fact that you have to like do this, you just have to push yourself to wake up very early.
Correct, correct. Yeah. Okay, so now slowly, you've started doing makeup, you've started realizing this 9-to-5 thing is not your calling. Like, yeah, I'm passionate about secretarial, but this whole 9-to-5, mm-mm. So at what point do we start taking makeup seriously?
Well, while I was still doing my training,
okay,
I kept practicing with everyone that I could lay my hands on.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I finally went back to school after 1 year
okay.
for my HND.
What year is this, just for context?
This was 2016.
2016, yeah. Okay.
And then a friend of mine, my secondary school classmate.
Okay.
I usually post on Facebook then. Mm-hmm. So she referred me to her sister who's aww. Getting married. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And so I did her makeup for a wedding.
Okay.
Yeah, that was like my first ever like actual makeup job. I think I was paid 10,000 naira.
Oh, but that 10,000 goes sweet. It's confirmation. The you don't put that stuff on
able,
your head.
The fact I was able to earn mm-hmm. money from my craft, like what I could do with my hands, was amazing for me.
Do you come from a talented family? Like, because you know, there's some talented, all of them are doctors, all of them are lawyers. So in your family, like, if you don't mind giving me a bit of a background, like, how many kids are you? Like,
okay, I'm the last of 9.
Whoa,
yeah.
Whoa,
yes,
that's a big family. Yeah, so you had a lot of people to practice on.
Yes, I'm the last of 9, but I lost my sister. Yeah, so we're 8 now.
May she rest in peace.
Amen. When I discovered makeup, everyone was happy about it because growing up, I was the only one that didn't have a talent or something that they could say, okay, this is my handwork. We had bakers in our family, hairdressers, people that could literally do things with their hands. My mom is a seamstress.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah. So when I started doing makeup, everyone was so happy. They were actually supportive of me.
Amazing.
And they were like, oh, finally, at least you don't get handwork.
At least.
Because the way it was looking or going, it was as if you don't even have anything to do. So what if you're not able to find a job? What are you going to do?
True.
Yeah, that was how it was going.
But I actually respect that about your family, because where I come from, the focus would have been get a job. But your family was like, okay, if option A doesn't work, what is option B? Mm-hmm. And probably that silently made you be curious until you found your thing. Amazing. I love that for you. So now let's go back to the wedding. 10K.
So you're always cracking me up. Okay, so that 10K covers makeup, my transportation, gele, beads. Yeah, so I'm originally from Delta State.
Okay.
Warri, to be precise.
Okay.
And in Delta State, back then, if you are a makeup artist and you do not know how to tie gele, it means that you are not a makeup artist, to be very honest. Mm. So after practicing online with makeup, I had to learn how to tie gele, like this headgear that Africans wear. Yeah. So the 10,000 covers, my transportation, everything, including traditional beads I have to rent.
Oh my goodness.
So after all that expense, and the beads are really like original coral beads.
And they're heavy.
Yes, and they're expensive. So
true.
After, if you subtract the cost of the beads and everything, the transportation, I'm even left with little or nothing. But I was really, really happy that at least I could do something and earn something for myself.
I normally say that first client is the proof of concept.
Yeah.
It's to make you believe that.
You need to fire on.
Correct. To give you that motivation and that resilience. But let's take it back, because I have a friend of mine who's also a very big makeup artist in Tanzania. And I saw how she struggled to build her box with makeup equipment. Do you have a story around that area? Because I know for makeup artists, like, that is a labor of love. Like, there are sometimes we would go out with her for dinner and she's like, how much is that brunch? 500. Do you know how many foundations those are? And I could see, like, that was her fire. She would sacrifice everything. Mm-hmm. So how did you start, like, for in terms of, like, gathering things together for you?
Okay. So when I started building up my makeup collection, I'll buy very cheap products. I mean, while I was in training, I earned, I think, about 20,000 naira.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Yeah.
I actually, and that's for the whole month?
Yes, for the whole month, back then in 2015. Yeah, so from that amount, and, of course, tips from my boss, I'll buy makeup products. Yeah. So I'll buy product, cheap products, use on my face. And as time went by, I started, like, building up the kit. I also remember that my first makeup box was a custard container, to be very honest with you guys.
You gotta start from somewhere.
Yes. Yeah, it was, I'm not here to share from the grass to grace story or no. I'm just being realistic here. It was a custard container. I also remember where I have to, like, improvise, use products that were not for that specific purpose, just to make sure that I'm able to, like, achieve what I'm going for. I remember using my eyebrow pencil for contouring. It makes sense.
It actually makes sense. Girl, we could be sitting on a gold mine. You heard it here first. If you ever see someone has copied, you heard it here first. No, it actually makes sense. Instead of that thing that they give us, the stick, you just draw.
Yeah. So I didn't have enough money to buy contour. Yeah. So I had to use my Davis pencil. So if you're an OG in makeup, you know Davis pencil. Yeah, I still use it up to date. And that was the pencil I used to contour my nose, my face, and then just blend it. Yeah.
It actually makes sense. Works. When you start your own makeup line, because I know it's going to happen. Amen. We have to make that contour pencil. We have to. Amen. We have to. And now we have the receipts. We have the evidence. You had it here first. In case anyone wants to do fast fingers, we'll know you copied. Wow, that's such a nice tip.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. So now you've built your box slowly and slowly. All right. So this is around 2016.
Yeah.
So immediately, you managed to get your first client. Were you first to go and quit your job? Because now you're like, if I can make my half salary with one makeup artist, or did you take your time? What happened after that?
Oh, yeah. So at that time, I'd already finished my training.
Okay.
Yes. I think, I finished the training in September or so, of 2016. So from 2015 through 2016, it was 1 year training, and then I got the job in December of that same year, 2016.
Okay.
And I went back to school, kept practicing, using my roommates, my friends. And then I also remember that back then in school, if they're talking about makeup, makeup artists, I would, like, be one of the persons to talk about, because I was so deep into makeup.
Oh.
Yeah. You guys, don't tell my parents, because I remember that I would miss some classes because I probably got a booking that I have to attend to. Like, a girl needs to make money, right?
Facts.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm so grateful that at least it's paying off right now.
Oh, trust me. You got to trust the process sometimes.
Exactly.
Don't rush the process. And that's another thing that I normally say about creative people. Once you identify your passion, it will haunt you until the day you decide to give it full energy. Yeah. It will haunt you. It will literally scatter everything else from the way until you give it 100% energy. Okay, cool. So let's fast forward a little bit. Now let's link it up to now how you ended up in Dubai. So 2015, 2016, you graduated, you had the internship, you decided, okay, secretarial is not working for you, got your first client, went back to school, finished. Now, did you do full-time makeup work and how were people finding you then?
So I graduated in 2018. And once I graduated, I moved to Abuja. Yeah, I've always been sort of a risk taker. Yeah, so I came from a very small town, Warri, Delta State. And I just knew that if I was going to make it big, I have to move, to be honest. I have, because I'm a very, very deep thinker and I love to dream. My dreams scare me sometimes. I just knew that.
Say that again. Say that again.
My dream scares me.
I love that.
I dream a lot. Like, sometimes when I think, I'll start imagining so many big things I know that I'll probably achieve. But on the other hand, I try to, like, girl, just rest. Just rest.
But you have to be. Aim for the stars so that you can land on the sky.
Yeah.
I love that, Winnie. That is such a big, bold statement.
Yeah.
I love that. And I'm here to declare to you that your dreams are valid.
Exactly.
Yes,
it is valid.
Yes.
Yeah, it's evident.
Amen.
Yeah, so when I moved to Abuja in 2018, I did my NYSC.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's this thing in Nigeria, National Youth Service Corps. You have to do it. Kind of mandatory once you graduate. So that's what I did my NYC in Abuja. And I got a job as a makeup assistant.
See, the universe just aligned for you. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I got a job as a makeup assistant at with one of the biggest makeup artists in Abuja, Genevieve Beauty. Yeah. So I worked with her for a couple of months, and I finally got my own space.
Like, you decided and you made the choice and you told yourself at that young age that this thing, secretarial, as much as I thought it was my dream, my passion, I've now discovered it, it's makeup. God aligned it. You now even took a bold step, moved away from home as a last born.
Yes.
As a last born.
Yes.
I know that couldn't have been easy both for you and your family.
Yeah.
But you took the leap of faith, finished your NYSC, ended up getting a job as a more assistant, and then started your own thing.
Yeah.
Wow, Winnie, you have so much to be proud of.
I'm so grateful to God. It's been God. It's just been God. Yeah, and so when I moved,
when you moved to Abuja, you did the internship.
So and then I finally got my own space.
Okay.
I got my own space because once I was done working with her.
Okay.
I started doing this, the normal, what I do right here, mobile services. But then I started getting some clients who ask me, oh, do you have a studio, this and that? And I said, okay, fine, let me get a studio.
Okay.
So I paid for a studio.
Okay.
Did you know that one or two months, I did not get any clients.
You were just in the studio on your own.
Oh, my
God. Oh, my goodness.
I only got one person that came for a personal training.
So it's not even really a client.
No, all the people that were saying, I want studio services. No, but I did not get one client. But the God that saved me was that it's very good to plan.
True.
So before I decided to like get into owning a studio or paying for a studio space, I had already prepared my rent. Like, okay, regardless, even if I make anything, I don't make anything, or I make anything.
My rent is covered.
Exactly. It's sorted out. So it's very important to plan. Yeah, very important. And so after the 2 months, nobody showed up. I stepped back.
Makes sense.
Yeah, so I didn't pay for the studio anymore. I waited for a couple of, I think for a couple of 2 months again. And then, I don't know, there's always this push. Like, girl, you need to continue pushing. So I looked for another studio space, and then I paid again, and started getting clients, studio clients. Yes.
So at that point, how are you advertising yourself? Like, where were people finding more information about you? And there's one important question I forgot to ask. And sorry to jump it in now. How did the name Flair by Winnie come about?
Oh. Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll go there step by step.
Step by step, yes.
Okay. As time went by, I opened my Instagram page in 2016.
Okay.
I think September 17th or 16th. Yeah, okay. That was when I opened my Instagram account. And then I started posting as well. Mm. Yeah. Mm. I stopped posting on Facebook because of an incident that happened. Mm. Yeah, but hopefully I'm going to start posting on Facebook again.
Okay.
But I just focused my energy on Instagram. And then I started getting clients on Instagram. I did sponsored art and all of that stuff.
Mm.
Yeah, and Flair by Winnie, originally, we weren't Flair by Winnie.
Really?
Yes. Yes. The brand used to be WNA Makeup Artistry.
Okay.
WNA is Winifred Neka Akpovery, my complete name.
Mm.
Yes, artistry, makeup artistry. Mm-hmm. And so when people will call me for inquiry, they'll be like, ah, is this WNA? And it's too long. It was too long. And sometimes I'll even like, okay, yeah, it's Winnie.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah. I want to make inquiries on makeup. And I just thought to myself, I need to change this name. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't want people to forget my name.
Correct. Yes. You have to have top of mind.
Yes.
Correct.
And I want it to be easy to remember, to be able, easy to pronounce.
Mm.
And so while I was registering my business with CAC, I had to like change it.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Yeah.
Did it cost you a lot of money to change everything?
No.
Okay.
WNA Pro wasn't registered at the point.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So when I was registering officially with CAC, I changed the name to Flair by Winnie. So Flair by Winnie came about with Flair means creative, creativity, and I was like, okay, creativity by Winnie, Flair by Winnie, yes, and it was so easy. And my name is Winifred, So even if they can't pronounce Flair, they can pronounce Winnie.
True,
it's the same, yeah. So I just went with Flair by Winnie.
I like it. It has a nice ring to it, actually.
Yeah.
I like it. Interesting. Cool. So now you've set up your second studio, right? How do you end up in Dubai? How do you end up in this beautiful sand pit? I mean, it seems like you're already creating roots in Abuja and like you fully settled there.
Exactly. You're very correct.
And then now, boom, you're in Dubai. Okay.
Okay. So, I was already getting clients in Dubai, in Abuja. But it felt like I was reinvesting my profit into the business. Like when you think about the expenses, makeup products, everything, and how I was charging, it was not correlating at all. I like I said earlier, I am a very big dreamer. I'm very ambitious. I wanted more. And so I just said, okay.
And that itch, when it comes, it will itch you.
I wanted more.
Yeah.
So the plan wasn't for me to move to Dubai.
Okay.
I wanted to like just see how it goes. Because I had friends here.
Okay.
Yeah, I wanted to see how it goes. And then stay for about 1 month. If it goes well, then I just relax. If it doesn't, I come back to my studio and
continue.
Because at least try and push myself.
True. At least there was something already.
Yeah, at least I tried to like do something else to see if it's going to work.
Okay.
And so when I moved here, I didn't even bring my makeup.
You lie.
I did not. I bought everything here all over again. So when I moved here.
What year is this?
This was in 2019.
Okay.
I think I should be calling the year now.
Yeah. So people to see the journey, the
journey,
progress.
Yes.
It's not easy.
So,
this is 4 years in already.
Yes. 2019, okay. August 1st, I landed in Dubai.
I moved here in August also.
Wow. Okay.
What's Finis? Yes.
Okay. So I moved here and I just started posting my job on Instagram. Of course, you have to use hashtag is very important. Social media is a very important tool for every business owner. I see people that say, I am a very shy person, but I try to push myself. So you have to make use of social media, use the right hashtags. So I started posting on Instagram using the right hashtags, location. And before you knew it, I got my first client. Yes.
So at this point, are you doing your own makeup and doing videos, or how are you showcasing your work?
There's a backstory. Gist. Are you sure you want to hear this?
I am ready.
Okay. But I think we'll have to cut it out. But tell you.
Yeah.
So a night before I was meant to travel to Dubai, I was robbed in my house. And they took my phone, obviously. They took my money. So I literally came to Dubai with touchlight phone that I use rubber bands to hold.
Oh, my goodness.
I think about 10,000 naira. For real, because I withdrew money that I needed to change to dollars.
Yeah, because you're traveling the next day.
So I withdrew money. I wanted to change to dollars.
Oh, the devil. Yes,
and then they robbed me, collected my money, my phone. Thank God they didn't collect my passport.
Oh, thank God.
Thank God.
Thank God.
And so when I came here, I would screenshot my old post that I've done before and then repost them again on my page.
See. Even that in itself is sense. Because at that point, you have to start with what you have.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and I started doing that constantly. And then I still didn't have a phone yet.
Okay.
I got a very quack Android phone. Like, it was still, the head was shaking. So, and the camera was not good.
I can imagine.
So the clients that will book me, I will use their phone to take them pictures and then send to my WhatsApp, and then I have to now repost it again.
Don't rush greatness. You cannot rush greatness. There's a process. Yes.
And so where are we?
Yeah, so they would send you the pictures, like when I touch my face. My face looks amazing. So they would send you the images on WhatsApp. You'd take it with the client's phone.
Yes, I'll take the client's phone, I'll post it. Mm-hmm. And then I started building clients. And these clients, once I do their makeup, because I try my best to satisfy my clients, I really put in my all whenever I have to do makeup on someone. So when they get satisfied, they refer me to their their friends, their family. And then their friends and family refer me furthermore. So the circle just continues.
It continues.
I started getting even more clients.
I can imagine.
And then, thank goodness, I was able to get this phone.
Aww.
I still use this phone. I purchased this phone in 2019 with my proceeds I got from makeup bookings.
Oh, nice. Dubai. Oh, yeah. My goodness. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So Dubai is obviously a very different market from Abuja, right? And one thing I like about you, and this is not to throw shade to anyone, but there's some makeup artists where all their looks look the same. They have like a signature look. But with you, it's like you know how to capture and bring out someone's features, right? And here we have the different people from different walks of life. Was that a bit challenging for you in the beginning, or how did you manage to navigate that?
It wasn't challenging
to me. I love the confidence. Yeah. I love it. Come on, Winnie, give them. Hey.
Oh my goodness. Okay. It wasn't challenging to me at all.
Okay.
Because like I said, you have to plan. When I came here, I was actually traumatized from the experience. When I moved here, I was actually traumatized from the experience. And it really made me think, what is the next step? How do I make money? Because I've always been that independent girl. I started working when I was like 16, or 15, Not because my parents couldn't afford, but I just wanted to have my own.
That's who you are.
Yeah. So I was thinking, what's the next step? And so I looked at my environment. This is a tourist country. Everyone would want their makeup in a certain way, right? unlike back in Nigeria, where if you see that makeup look, you say, oh, this person did this makeup, this person did this makeup. You're able to identify who did it.
They have a particular look.
Yes, exactly. I get you. But moving here, I had to, like, develop my skills. So I became a versatile makeup artist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So my makeup is tailored towards meeting the needs of my clients.
Mm.
Yes. For example, the UK girls, they love the bright under eyes.
Mm.
So imagine if I don't know how to do bright under eyes. I can't service them, right?
Facts.
Yeah. And so by being a versatile makeup artist, I'm able to satisfy my clients.
Correct.
Meet their needs and also make even more income because, I mean, at once they see that, this person can do that. They start referring me all around.
I agree because, like, you don't put yourself in a box. On your page, I know I'll see an Arab lady. I'll see a European lady. Yeah. I'll see a Kenyan. I'll see a Nigerian. I'll see people from different walks of life, and you capture their looks with their essence. I'll see a Somali. I'll see a Sudanese. Yeah. So you didn't box yourself to say that this is the demographic that I cater to, and that's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
So now, let's celebrate some of your highlights. Come on. You know, Wendy is very humble and very shy. But today I have to put her on the spot. Do you have a particular moment in your makeup career where you were like, wow, I am here because of makeup? Like my hands, my skills have made me an expert here. Do you have like a moment that you remember? Yeah. A mama, I made it moment.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, tell us more. Just us.
Okay, it was in January of 2023.
Okay.
I was privileged to glam Badass Boss. Yes, for the Atlantis Beyoncé opening concert. Wow. Yeah, so...
Wow. I've never even been to that hotel. And she was there before it opened to the public. Hey, so you and Beyonce were breathing the same air.
I mean, yeah, we were.
We were breathing the same air. I love that for you.
Thank you.
Oh, nice. How did it feel? How did it even start? Like, how did that booking come about? Like, I would love to understand that.
Okay. Like I said, social media, you have to take it very seriously. So I got booked by her manager.
Okay.
Yeah, for about four days, I guess. Yeah, 4 days. Yeah, so I was... Back and forth, Atlantis the Royal, yes. True. Yeah. And so I got booked. And that's just it. And, of course, you have to put in your all.
True.
Because, I mean, even if I was booked for 4 days, if I did rubbish on the first day.
They would have never retained
exactly,
you.
Correct. Exactly.
And I can imagine the kind of recommendations that just come from having her on your page.
Yes.
Because, girl, sometimes I look at your page and I'm like, let me help you drop name. Nini Leaks, Porsche. Who else can I drop there?
Lisa Milan,
Chanel Ayan, Nengi. As in, girl, you have done some big, and those are the ones that I can remember at the top of my head right now. Sis, that is amazing.
Thank you.
How does it normally feel like when you walk into the room and you're like, for example, do you know who you're going to do makeup for? Or sometimes you just get there and you're like, so is this celebrity I'm coming to do makeup for? Have you ever had such an instance?
Well, I always get the information beforehand, yes.
Nice.
Yeah, I always do get the information. But sometimes I'm always starstruck.
I would
but
be too.
Yeah, but I have to keep it professional. So yeah.
Wow. Those are like some massive, massive names. But also, like with everything that happens in life, some things have ups and downs. But some downs can be blessings in disguises. I see as your heart is pounding, but I don't know if you know where I'm going. But this happened to you recently, and I want you to narrate it yourself. I'll just add ginger where I need to. There was this TikToker who you did makeup for. I think you can now continue from there.
Okay, let me spill it to you.
Okay, spill it. She's spilling the tea.
To be very honest, I'm a very trouble-free person.
True, like who would even want to look for
trouble
with me? I will beat them for you. Me, you know, my grandma is too much.
I did her makeup.
Okay.
And it was good. I mean, anytime I am done with a client's makeup, I always ask, do you want me to fix anything? Because, I mean, the fact that I am a makeup artist and I strive for perfection, there's no perfection anywhere. But I strive to be at least perfect.
Close to it.
Yeah. You might see something I might not see.
Correct.
So I always give every client the opportunity to, like, okay, tell me what I need to fix right there so at least I can fix it.
True.
Right? So obviously I did tell the client or ask the client and then she said it was good. I even took pictures of the job, but I didn't end up posting it because of backlogs and the rest.
Okay.
And so this happened in January. Coincidentally, I did that makeup the same day I did glam for Beyoncé's concert. Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, but she didn't attend the event. It was a separate booking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So so a client, fast forward to August. Was it August?
Yeah,
August. A client booked me and then she was like, she got my contact from a bad review.
That is a weird.
Very weird.
That is weird. Like, I got your contact from a bad review.
Review, yeah. When she told me, I was so scared. I was like, oh my God, what is this?
What's going on?
I was so scared for real.
My village people.
And then she told me that she wants that exact look. I was like, this is even getting more weird. And then she said she was looking for a makeup artist on TikTok. And then, because I always post, I like to post myself on my page as well. So at least my clients can also identify me. Yes.
True.
And so the bad review, the video, the client actually posted my face without my consent. But that's aside. So she posted my face and then that was where the client that booked me saw my face and then checked my own page and saw that this was me. Yeah. And then she booked me and she requested that I do that same
makeup.
Look. Yeah.
Okay. Oh my goodness. Are you seeing how a setback can be a blessing? And it's confusing. Like, I can imagine you reading that message and the client is saying, I want to book you based on a bad review. And you're like,
sorry, I was very, very, like, I was shocked. Like,
When I saw that video, I was ready to fight her. I was ready to fight her. Like, so just for a little bit of context, because you can see Winnie's being very humble. This TikToker went and said, oh, that she booked Winnie via online and everything. She was on. She said some nice things. I won't lie. She said she was on time. She was very clean and everything. She felt comfortable. She was professional, but she was not content with the look. And she even did videos showing. And she even now did like 6 hours later, like, this is how the makeup look. The comments. People are like, excuse me, you clearly are not exposed. You've never traveled to the Middle East. This is how they like their makeup. They're very bold. They're beautiful. You cannot mess with makeup of people. It's like Nigerian and in Dubai. So she knows how to do both Nigerian and Arab makeup. Let me tell you, you have... That's when I said you're Winnie the winner. Because your people came through for you. Omo, I was going to write one big English for her. Oh then I looked God. At the comments. I said, hey, they've already dealt with her. There was good feedback. If there were ladies who were like, I really don't see the problem with your makeup. Why do you need to do this post? Like, when I saw you posted it, you were like, oh, I just got a bad review. I'm a bit scared. I was like, no, I don't even log into TikTok. But because you're my babe, I went there. I said, who is this? Let's deal with them. Keypad warriors. Today I have time. But then I looked at the response from people and I was like, what is she talking about bad makeup, right?
Yeah, that really got me. Yeah, but one thing I have to say is that... not every client is your client.
True.
And while you can be the best makeup artist, but you cannot satisfy everyone.
It's true.
And also some persons, they have like a particular look they might be going for, even if the very, very best makeup artist work on their face. You cannot satisfy, you cannot get their face.
True.
So I'm to be very honest, I'm not angry at her. I only wish that she could have just sent
told
me a
you.
Message.
Yeah. Or even told you because you asked her. Even me today, you asked me, are you happy with your look?
I just
wish,
yeah,
like be open.
Told me and I could have done something. I mean,
true.
Because I'm all about customer retention. Mm. I'm not really all about I'll do your makeup today and then
you disappear.
No, I want to build my clientele like consistently.
True. Yeah. Relationship is very key in your business because makeup is now a basic necessity for a complete look.
Yeah.
So it does not mean it's a once in a lifetime thing. Yeah. It's something that you will happen frequently. Mm-hmm. Nice. But how did you feel when you went to the TikTok comments and you saw people saying, because I can imagine you have fear when you're going into it.
I was scared, but... my reaction changed totally because I started laughing when I saw like the good comments and the good comments overpowered the bad review.
Correct.
Yeah. I was really happy.
In fact, she should be thanking you because I think that is her post with the highest level of engagement. Her comment section was full. I looked at her other post, so it's giving like she did it intentionally, but anyway, we'll forgive her. This is not Winnie that said it. It's me. If you want to come and attack me. So,
yeah, I'm all about peace.
You know, very, very clean energy, good vibes every day, exactly. All day. Yeah. So you actually boosted her engagement because the comment section, people are now even commenting. And when you want to know the gist is sweet, there is a comment under the comment of the comments. That's when you know, like, people have really gotten into the cocoa of that matter. But yeah, like, man, more grease to your elbow because
thank you.
I can imagine for someone who strives to be the best at what they do. And then you have this one person where you've given your best. And then out of nowhere, where she could have been transparent with you, she decided to go to the court of public opinion to try and embarrass you. Well.
And it turned around.
Period. Good. Period. All things work for good for those who love and praise the Lord. Yeah. Nice. Cool. So let's look into the future a little bit. Let's manifest a little bit. And I will start by, before going into the business and growth aspect, I would want to ask you, do you have a wish list? I know you've already done a lot of celebs and they're going to keep coming, especially like the next few months is your seasonal because we have F1 and all that. Mm-hmm. There'll be a lot of tourists coming in. Do you have like a wish list of some people you want to do their makeup? Like, there could be anyone.
Growing up, I'm the last of nine, right? Mm. So I have really older siblings. Mm. Like the person I'm next to is like 7 years older than me.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So, yeah. So growing up, I listened to more of R&B, 80s and 90s music. Mm. And so I'd really like to do Ashanti's makeup.
And she's pretty.
Yes, Kelly Rowland. Mm. You know, all those. I really love those.
Mary J. Blige. Yeah. She's also one with timeless beauty.
Yes, and then
When you need the name, that's when your mind will.
I swear to God,
I know that feeling very well. Very.
I can literally see her, but I can't remember the name.
Do you know one of her songs? Is any of her songs coming to your mind?
Oh, she's a rapper. Mm. Ah, she can wallaby this.
I'm telling you, it will come when you least expect it. You will mention it when you least expect it. So we can jump a little bit into the business aspect, right? So if any of my beautiful people want to find you, what is your process like to book you to come in for to do my makeup?
Okay, so I've laid down necessary ways whereby I can be reached on my Instagram. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you can find me on Instagram, Flair by Winnie. In fact, all our social media platforms, Flair by Winnie.
Nice.
And then, you can check out my website, www.flairbywinnie.com.
I love your website, by the way. It's really
Thank
cute.
You. I actually built it myself.
Really?
Yes.
You really have hands, though. You did it yourself?
Yeah, I did it myself.
I need your help then to build my link tree.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Yeah. Okay. So all the details are available on Flair by
Winnie. Every detail, yeah. You don't even need to ask me any question. My rate card is there, my booking policy, everything.
Everything. Awesome. Yeah. You heard it here, Flair by Winnie. We will attach the handle on the screen. Look for her, find her, because I guarantee you, you will need her. Yes.
Yeah, you need me.
You will. Let's manifest a little bit. So we've discussed the kind of clients that are aspirational for you, Ashanti, Kelly Rowland, Tamia would also be good, Mary J. Blige. But business-wise, would you ever consider like setting up shop here? Let's manifest though. Let's put it in the universe. The universe will surprise us.
Well,
I don't know why. I feel like Flair by Winnie Beauty Academy just sounds, it sounds, it's giving. It's giving, sis. It's giving. I'm manifesting it for you.
It will happen. Mm. It will. Mm. The only constraint is obviously money. Correct. Right? It's not easy in this Dubai to like, it's not easy at all. They think we pick money
from trees.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
But it's definitely going to happen at some point.
Nice. You recently had a masterclass. Was that one of your dreams when you were planning what your journey wants to look like?
Yeah.
Nice. How long was that a plan for you before it actually became a reality? Or did you just wake up one day and say, I'm doing masterclass?
Oh, no. No. Okay. Like I said earlier, I learned from YouTube. Mm. Yeah. Like 90% of everything I know, I learned it
YouTube.
Online. Yeah. Mm. And I see people still struggle even after they've watched YouTube.
True.
Yeah. Or watched videos online.
Number one.
So I wanted to actually show people like the easiest way to create looks on themselves. Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
So that was more reason why I decided to do a masterclass. It's been lingering in my ears for a long time. Mm. Like, okay, let me do this.
And I like that it was intimate. Yeah. Not too many people. I saw you going around one by one.
That was like the highlight for me as well, because I wanted everyone to like really understand and really practice. I was able to like, okay, this is your area, this is the area where you're finding it difficult. Okay, this is what you need to do. Yeah.
Nice. I hope there's going to be 2.0.
Definitely. It's already in the works. We're already preparing for it. So watch out for 2024.
Mm.
Flair by Winnie Masterclass 2.0. Oh, yay.
I'm excited.
I am excited too.
I am not going to miss this. I don't care. I have to be there.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. So besides the masterclass, is there any tea you want to share, your plans? Like, you want to tell us what's coming up?
Okay, so I have a subsidiary of Flair by Winnie.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a lash brand.
Okay.
So Flair by Winnie, there's Flair by Winnie, and then there's Flair by Winnie Beauty.
Mm-hmm.
So we started Flair by Winnie Beauty in 2020.
Okay.
Yes. And we're rebranding.
Okay.
And before the year runs out, yeah, you guys are going to be seeing Flair by Winnie come up again.
Nice.
And even better.
Nice.
Yeah, because we are expanding.
Okay.
So you can be able to shop Flair by Winnie Beauty.
Nice.
On one of your biggest platforms. Yes.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
Congratulations, honey.
Thank you so much.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Mm. Go, girl.
Thank you.
That's amazing. That's why now you should now even give us that contour pen. Because that, I'm going to try. I'm going to be sending you videos from today. Winnie, I tried it with the pen. Because me, that drawing thing, problem. I cannot do it. As in, I agreed. I can only run my mouth. I don't know how to use my hands. The hands are just for eating, honestly speaking.
This should be a comedy show because I've been laughing nonstop.
It's true. Cool. So, being in the UAE, obviously catering to different diverse products, different diverse people from different backgrounds, but under this weather of the UAE, help us, dish us some tips and tricks. Because, Winnie, I told you today, like, normally where I park my car is slightly far from where the studio is. Before I get to the studio, the kind of sweat, my makeup will be dripping. Today I walked, it did not even peep. I said, Winnie, what did you do to my face? Am I mad? What do I do to my face when I'm coming here? Like, nothing. If you've watched all my previous episodes, you'll probably see a stain of water on my top or under boob sweat or something. I look greasy. But look at me today, honey. Mm. So please, dash us some tips and tricks. Let us use sense so that we don't embarrass ourselves.
Okay. The most important step when you're trying to create a look for yourself or anyone is skin prep. Yeah, skin prep is very, very important. It can make or mar your makeup.
Okay.
Yeah, so you have to know the right products to use for each skin type.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you have oily skin, dried combination.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to, like, really understand the products that works best for your skin.
Okay, cool, cool. So skin prep would be, like, my primer?
Yeah, starting with cleansing your face, moisturizing, primer, sunscreen.
That part.
Yes, sunscreen. It's very important because Dubai is very hot and you don't want the sun to, like,
spoil. They did a video the other day of a guy who's a truck driver. I think, like, he gets vegetables from airport and then he supplies them to different supermarkets. So because he's driving the truck, if you see this side of his skin, it has sagged completely. But then this side that is inside the truck is still okay. Oh, so that part for sunscreen, I take it seriously.
Very, very important.
Very, very important. And I know sometimes a lot of us black girls, we say, that white coating, white film. I don't care if I look like mommy, but that's fine.
Yeah, but there are sunscreens that don't have the white cast.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. All right, we might need you to share a couple of brands for us because I'm finding it hard to find one that doesn't leave the white cast.
Like the one I use for my makeup, it's from Ultra Sun.
Okay.
Yes.
It doesn't leave the white cast.
No, it doesn't leave the... Okay. Especially when you blend it very well, it does not leave the white cast.
Okay. All right. Thank you for sharing that, Ultra Sun, everyone. Tips and tricks from Flair by Winnie.
Yeah, and it's very compatible with makeup because there are some sunscreens that are not compatible with makeup.
True.
So if for instance you have oily skin and you use some sunscreen, you just start getting shiny.
It'll just be looking like I caked my face. Like someone can do, and the foundation will just spread. Girl, what I sometimes, even when I'm applying foundation, I just feel like I'm wasting because I'm like, how did she blend it until I looked poreless? Honestly, like, but each their own. Everyone has their strengths. That's why we have to keep coming back. Cool. So priming and before you actually apply the foundation, it's very important. That's what you were saying.
Yes. So, okay. Skin prep.
Yeah. Skin prep. That's the word I was looking for.
That's the word, skin prep.
Cool. Any other tips you'd like to share with us? What about removing makeup? There's been this, I think I saw it on TikTok a while back where people were saying, like, you should not use wipes to remove makeup. Alternatively, you should use, like, micellar water and all that.
Well,
what's your take on that?
That's tricky because, to be honest, I won't even lie, I use wipes.
Me too.
Yeah.
So convenient.
Yeah, but micellar water, like, literally removes
everything,
yeah. So,
but I don't know if it's really compatible. Whenever I put micellar water, I feel like wipes, because I use wipes that have niacinamide and retinol, because I have oily skin. So it immediately feels like my skin did not absorb anything. When I use micellar, I feel sticky. So that makes me feel like my skin is still absorbing.
But even if you're removing your makeup with micellar water, you still need to wash your face.
True.
Yeah.
Very true.
So.
Yeah, true. Facts, facts. All right. So what should we expect from the makeup line that you're going to be launching very soon? I'm so excited about this.
Well, it's not actually a makeup line.
Okay.
It's a lash brand.
A lash
brand. Yeah. So when we started with a lash brand, right?
True.
But now that we're rebranding, we're going to be introducing makeup tools.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
That's actually a very smart way to go because everyone goes products. You're going tools.
Yes, lashes, nice. Makeup tools. Nice. Like, yeah.
Nice. I love that. I love that. I'm going to have to be there for the launch party.
As if there's going to be one.
No worries. We'll create one for you. Excuse me.
You like party. I remember the last time I did your friend's makeup. I was pregnant and you wanted to create. You wanted to prepare a party for my baby for shower.
Yes, I was like, we have to do a party for you. Like, Yvette, I'm not into this. I say it's not for you. It's for us to come and celebrate the baby, which means we have to still do it because see how God works, Winnie. Just the other day you posted on your own Instagram and you said, guys, please, I know I don't come up, but don't stop inviting me. Oh, Yeah. Now God has made us connect again. So now I'll be dragging you everywhere I go. Don't worry. Don't worry. I will but be that friend.
Tell me beforehand so I can prepare myself. Of course. You see the way I'm prepared now.
I have to. I know. Like, I cannot be there telling you last minute and maybe you have clients and everything. Yeah. But I would definitely give you notice in advance, you know, because these are the ways even you will network. And then you're so lucky that you're in an industry that sells itself. I don't have to remove business card. I don't have to do anything. People will just see my face. They'll be like, if at your face looking different, I say, oh, yeah, here she is. Here she is. Follow her now. Like, your brand and your artistry speaks for itself. It's not like I have to go and tell them, bring your phone. I now check. Do they have YouTube? Do YouTube? Look for it, then subscribe. So, yeah, there's a reason why God brought me back to your life. We shall make that happen. Mm-hmm. Cool. So, obviously, makeup also has trends, just like fashion, right? Are there any specific makeup styles or trends that a lot of your clients are asking for right now? Update me, or maybe I'm still doing makeup from 2010 and I don't know.
Well, the clients aren't asking, but it's trendy and, I mean, you have to, as a makeup artist or as a creative, you have to follow the trend.
True.
Yeah, and then impute your own style to it. Mm. So I'll say draping. So draping.
Who is that?
Draping is the use of blush as contour. Yeah. Yeah. Like, you can see your face. If you guys can see her face right now. Mm-hmm. So it's more of blush than contour. Mm-hmm. So you have to really know how to do it properly, yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't just pack blush and So yeah, in the Middle East, people or women love blushes a lot.
True.
Yes.
The cheeks are always popping.
Always popping.
Always flustered.
Yeah.
So, and you can blind it for the heat and say, oh, I'm flustered.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. So this is called draping.
Okay.
Use of blush. Yeah.
Instead of contour. So contour is slightly fading.
No,
it's just a trend.
It's actually a trend, but it's more of, and you can also, you're also using contouring and bronzing, but it's more of blush. Yes. Got
it. There's also another one I've seen right now, and I think I'm maybe 1 year late, the stoning around the eyes.
That one
and
is,
the drawing, the artistry.
That one is Gen Z makeup.
Oh, okay, Gen Z thing. Sorry. Yeah, I don't know those
and
things.
Yeah, we also that do patience. That because, I mean, trends.
True.
Yeah.
You have to keep up with the times.
Keep up. Yeah, you have to keep up with that. True. That brings us back to you being a versatile makeup artist, because imagine you don't know how to do all those
stuff. And then someone asks you.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
True. So obviously, as you mentioned, being in Dubai, the weather here is special, for lack of a better word. Is there any secret or tip you would like to share with us as to how we can achieve a lasting makeup look?
Okay, so every skin type deserves a lasting makeup look. Mm. But I'm going to be focusing more on oily skin because...
That's the shameless one. Correct.
It's the shameless one.
It is.
Yeah, so if you want to, like, control your oils, you have to start exactly from the skin prep as well.
Mm.
It all begins from the skin prep.
Okay.
So you have to get a moisturizer that is oil-free to begin with.
Mm.
Yeah. A primer that is mattifying.
Mm-hmm.
And then a setting spray.
Mm-hmm.
Most likely a setting spray that has mattifying properties.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, a fixing spray.
So after setting, there's another one.
Yes, there's another one, a fixing spray. That is like the last thing that you need to like apply onto your face.
I'm a villager. I've been finishing at setting. No. I didn't know about fixing.
Setting spray doesn't really hold your makeup.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you use the ones that have mattifying properties, yes, it can hold for
a couple of years.
Mm. But fixing spray would hold your makeup in place. And it also has waterproof, smudge-proof properties. Yeah. The likes of... One Size, Kryolan, Melanie Mills.
Mm.
And then there's this new one. It's a Nigerian brand. I have to sell my Nigerian market. It's the So Pro Cillit spray. It's very, very good.
Nice.
Yes.
It's true because a lot of my male friends, they've said they'll stop hugging me because I'm always leaving makeup on their shirts. So at least with this fixing, it can hold it up.
Yes, yes, okay. It will.
Wisdom. We're not giving you any more tips and tricks. Wait for masterclass. Wait for masterclass. Yes. Last but not least, now that we've looked back at the journey and we've celebrated where you started and where you've reached right now, are there any names that come to mind that have been very instrumental throughout this entire process?
Yeah. So many.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, I want to apologize in advance to anyone that I cannot remember right now. But I just want to say thank you guys for being part of my journey. Oh. Yeah, I would like to, first of all, thank God for helping me because it's been God, to be honest.
Mm.
This is not like the entire story, but I'm really glad to be sharing this. And God helped me to like...
Keep going,
yeah.
And the story is not over.
It's not over. We've not even started.
Mm.
Yeah. So I'll also like to appreciate my husband because, yes, back then he was my boyfriend and he helped me with money that I used in buying makeup products.
Aww.
Yeah.
And so, you know, men never understand that.
So I just want to say thank you, babe, for always being there, for always being supportive.
Aww.
Yeah, and my family, my siblings, my parents, they've really been supportive of this journey.
Mm.
And my friends in school, there were times where I missed classes because of makeup appointments. They held it down for me. Yeah, they always encouraged me, brought me back to study. I just really want to appreciate them. And I also want to appreciate House of Mini, Yetunde. She might not remember this, but when my makeup box was stolen, I won her giveaway, and it helped me back up. I just want to appreciate her so much. And to the pioneers of makeup back in Nigeria, the likes of PM Pro, Bingpe Onakoya, Anita Brows, Beyonce, and my boss in Abuja, Genevra Beauty. I just want to say thank you guys for always inspiring us, inspiring me personally.
Mm.
Yeah, and I want to say thank you to me.
Yeah. I was waiting for that one. Come on.
I want to say thank you to me for always pushing, for always being resilient.
Because we need being robbed. That one, especially the one you said before you came to Dubai, I would have given up.
Yeah, so I've had so many experiences that would make me want to give up on this journey, on being a makeup artist, but... Mm. I kept pushing.
Do you know, I want to also thank you. You know why? Because I feel like I'm going through a transition in my life right now. I've been in employment for a very long time. And I just feel like I'm done making money for people.
You've got this.
And looking at you, for a very long time, the Dubai journey was always coming here, looking for a job, going under unemployment visa, and then you hustle in employment. But now I found this thing that is my voice and I enjoy it. It's like therapy for me. And having people like you who have done it and taken the risk and are doing it and still surviving, irrespective of all the madness that comes with it, trust me, you are also an inspiration. So I want to thank you for showing me that it is not impossible.
No, there's nothing like impossible.
Yeah, even impossible says I'm possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, so thank you for that as well, okay?
Yeah.
All right. So you heard it here first. The page, I'm going to tell it and give you one last glimpse to my beautiful looks, is Flair by Winnie across all platforms. When you go on her Instagram page, there's a link tree that will guide you through her website, her WhatsApp, everything that you need to know. That's your one-stop shop for all things Flair by Winnie, right? Any last parting shots, Winnie?
Yes. I just want to say that... wherever you're at, whatever journey you're going through, whatever pain you're going through, just always remember that there is a light at the end of the tunnel.
Mm.
and that your dreams are valid. You always have to believe in yourself. That's the most important thing. People will come and go, but you would always be here. So you have to be your number one cheerleader. Because when I look back at my journey, I only see progress, improvement, and a person that says giving up is not an option. We're going forward.
Forward, yes. Ever. Backwards, we're not, yeah, never.
We're not where we want to be right now.
Okay.
But the future is bright.
Always. We need a pair of shades.
Exactly. It's too bright.
It's too bright.
Yeah. So we're going to let it be in God's hands.
Stay tuned. You had it here first. Keep in touch. Flair by Winnie is the page. Follow her progress. We move.
Yes.
This has been Dubai Diasteries. My name is Yvette Kikuyu with the glam today. Yes. And until the next time I come your way, stay true, stay you. Let me go and take this, my beautiful face, somewhere so that people can see me. Oh, yeah. Bye.
Bye, guys.